My name is Philip McCarthy. I'm here at the ASH meeting in San Diego 2018. A lot of exciting things going on, and I'm very excited to be able to talk about an abstract that was presented that discussed a CAR T cell therapy, a chimeric antigen receptor therapy directed against BCMA, B cell maturation antigen, from patients with heavily pretreated multiple myeloma. The study presented in the abstract the first 8 patients and discussed that these were all daratumumab exposed, multiple lines of therapy. I believe it was 7 lines of therapy on median. And so they're heavily, heavily pretreated. And these are patients who don't have a lot of options left. And so this involved taking the patient's own T cells. They're sent to Juno's manufacturing site where a chimeric antigen receptor is placed in the T cell. What this is an anti-BCMA that's been engineered to be expressed on the surface of the T cell, and it kind of hijacks the T cell, which normally would be doing other things, but now it's being directed to recognize BCMA, which is expressed on plasma cells, bind to it, and kill the plasma cell. And the thing that's very exciting about this is these patients who often come in with a lot of disease respond very quickly. They'll respond within days. And they do get the cytokine release syndrome. So that's something that we're going to have to be watchful for. It doesn't seem to be too severe. There have been some patients who have had both CNS toxicity as well as cytokine release syndrome. They do get elevations in ferritin, they do get inflammation, they do require tocilizumab and steroids, very similar to the anti-CD19 CARs, which were initially protocol and which are now commercial. So these are not unexpected toxicities. They do have dramatic responses, as I mentioned. They'll often clear out their marrow fairly quickly. Their day 15 marrows are pretty much wiped out. I mean, there may still be disease there, but there's a much reduced amount of plasma cells. And then serum free light chains are in particular plummet, if that was the biomarker for the patient. The issue is long-term. We don't see a lot of long-term data because there is none. These are all new studies. Same thing with Bluebird. Bluebird's a little bit further ahead, but again, median follow-up's just over a year. So we're looking at something that's very new, and we want to see durability. So what we're going to need to see is 2, 3, 4, 5-year follow-up. Just as the same thing needed to be seen with both the commercial products, the Yescarta and the Kymriah, directed against CD19. So again, wonderful information, great news for our patients. This is a great opportunity. This is open around the country at several sites. I know that Janssen will be opening up a BCMA CAR T cell. So we'll have Bluebird, Janssen, Juno, all having this therapy in many sites available. So we expect a lot of patients to be taking advantage of this because this is something that for many patients, they don't have a lot of options left. We do have a lot of drugs. We're trying to figure out how to use them properly, where to place them. But this is yet another great option for our patients, which hopefully will lead someday to a cure of multiple myeloma.